all were created just to make it for ourselves. What happened to compassion for each other? It is rare. America is evil, why the people can't see. They living in a matrix far from reality. The truth is hard to swallow, material they follow, not even realizing they can lose it all tomorrow. Too many people shallow and blind to the fact the system don't discriminate and it don't have your back. Spanish, white, or black, we all are the same. Good versus evil, that is something we won't change. But one thing we could change, the division that we have all around the globe, man, that shit is really sad. Chaos everywhere, people treated unfair because those.
Yo, ex-Democrat, ex-Black Democrat, turned conservative. Checking in. Today, I want to shed light on the Black community. The number one thing, in my opinion, that's destroying the Black community today. I went maybe to one of the biggest abortion clinics in Dallas. And I got some crazy information from anti-abortion people. And one of the things that they told me, since I'm an African-American, what a lot of people would claim, but I'm an American first. African-Americans commit over 78% of the abortions that's being done in America. So we having close to 800 to 1,000 abortions a day in the Black community with the Black people, Black mothers, and all these women are not getting raped. That's a problem. See, a Black lady got killed in Houston fighting against the police. Took his taser and he shot and killed her. And I see people was protesting for that, and a lot of Black people speaking out on the radio and feeling some type of way about that, which is that, you know, which is, it's cool if that's what you want to do. But we have to have the same outrage for abortion. Abortion is killing more of our kids than any other thing in this world. More than a police officer, more than any white racist, more than anything, we are killing our own kids. Millions. Since Roe versus Wade have been legal and been around, since the law has been passed for abortion to be legal, African-American people have killed millions of African-American babies. Millions. And for no pro-Black, no celebrity, no protesters, no Black Lives Matter, no Colin Kaepernick, no LeBron James, no Dwayne Wade, no Al Sharpton, no Barack Obama, no Michelle Obama, no T.I., no Snoop Dogg. None of these people ever call out the real killer to the Black people. And that's abortion. These abortion clinics, where they teach our Black women that their baby, it's only tissue. It's not a baby, when it's not true. Because we all know up to 3 to 4 weeks, the baby has a heartbeat. So for these abortion doctors or nurses, I don't know what you would call these people, for them to act like a baby that a woman is about to abort, it's not actually a human. That's crazy. And for no Black leader to speak out against that, that's even more crazier. What a pro-Black said. What about the close to 900 babies a day that Black women abort? Nobody forcing them. And a lot of them, if you ask them, they will say they don't want the baby and it was a mistake. And that's the number one thing I want to address in this podcast. This is a message to the Black community. we have to take accountability for our actions. If we're going to point blame at other people and call them out when they come at us a certain way or do something to us or kill us or bully us or segregate against us or be racist towards us, we have to be willing to call each other out also. If we're not willing to call our own community out when we are wrong, we'll never address and fix the issues that's really hurting the Black community. Many Black Democrats who claim that they are so pro-Black, I'm not speaking of the white Democrats, I'm speaking of the pro-Black Democrats, the ones who've been in power for decades, or the ones who haven't been around for decades. All of these people support abortion, and the excuse that they use is that it's a woman's right. They support abortion because it's a woman's right. But they don't never think about, what about the child? The child didn't ask to be here. The child didn't ask to be formed inside of the woman's body from the sperm and the egg that come from both genders. Black Democrats support the killing of Black babies, but then claim that they so pro-Black and they love the Black community. You cannot love the Black community if you support abortion. If you don't understand that millions of Black babies have been killed from abortion. I don't understand how any pro-black can support killing Black babies. And it's not about race. I'm just speaking to the Black community right now, because in order for us to change as a community, we have to address the real issues in our community. Not all this false outrage where a police kill us and we go crazy, which we should. But when a Black baby is being killed by the mother and being treated like it's nothing, how could we get respect for any of our Black people if our Black mamas and Black fathers don't even respect our Black kids? How? How? No racist white person is putting the gun to our head and making us have sex out of wedlock, unprotected. No racist white person is forcing us to do that. No Republican pretty much support abortion, and especially late term abortion. The number one party that support abortion, which kill, I heard, close to 78% of Black babies, 78% of abortions that happen in our country is coming from Black people. This is a problem, Black people. If we don't address our babies being killed every day, God is watching us. God is watching everything we do. And I'm not judging people who had abortions. Only thing I'm telling you is pray and ask God to show you the light, show you the truth, show you that the baby is not just a tissue or whatever these abortion clinics want to call the baby. The baby is a human being. It's a spirit. After 3 weeks, the heart starts beating. It's a shame that ever since abortion has been around, Black people have committed more killings of their babies than any other race. And no Black leader, I keep saying this, no Black leader is calling this out. one black guy or one black person get killed by a police officer, we go crazy, we protest, we do all these great things to stand up for our black people. But when our babies are being killed every day, most of the pro-black people support it. Don't believe me. Do your research. Most black people support abortion. Most black Democrats, most Democrats support abortion. And the trick to all this is that they trick people into believing that it's not even a baby yet. It's not fully developed. They don't teach the truth to our people. Abortion is wrong. If you don't want to have a baby and, you know, you don't feel like you're ready, don't have sex out of wedlock. Don't do things that you shouldn't do to cause that. That's what we got to teach our people. If you do sin, you have to suffer the consequences that come with sinning. All of us do, including me. And that's what I'm trying to teach the black community: accountability. How can you ask any other race to respect us if we killing our own babies? How? Black people, we have to wake up to this reality. If we don't wake up to this reality, we will never get any respect. And God would not respect us. How can God respect a race that's killing their own babies? How? I'm not judging. I'm just trying to educate my black people. We all are guilty of this. But we have been taught wrong. We have been led in the wrong way. The people who are teaching us are teaching us wrong. It's murder. Any of us, when we have an abortion. And until black people understand that, things will never change. It's a shame. In Dallas alone, close to 100 black women have abortions in Dallas. And guess who's out there protesting against blacks killing their babies? The same white people who you say are so racist and you claim are so hateful towards blacks, which some of them are, but that's not majority. Some of them really do care. It's time. It's time for our black leaders to really fight and stand up for real issues. And the number one issue, in my opinion, it's not racism. It's not police brutality. It's black abortion. Black people killing their own kids. We have to stop that. And this is a message to the black community. We have to stop killing our own babies. We have to love our babies. We have to love our people. You can't love your people if you're killing your own baby. If you will kill your own baby and you have no remorse about that, who knows what else, you know? Who knows? Who knows what you're capable of? Because if a person is willing to kill something that comes from them with no remorse and no conviction, that's a problem that we all have to address in the black community. We have to. It's a shame that close to 900 babies are being killed every day in America. Every day. And most of these women are not being raped. They are doing things they have no business doing, which a lot of us do. None of us is perfect. But when you do things that's not right, you got to be willing to take accountability for what you did and suffer whatever consequences come with it. If that's a baby, You have to take care of that baby. So black women, black men, if you want respect, if you want people to love you, respect you, treat you as a human being, we have to act like it. And the number one thing we have to stop doing is killing our black babies. Millions of black babies could have been here in America if we haven't killed them. And it's nobody's fault besides our own fault. Can't nobody force you to have sex out of wedlock, unprotected. Nobody. That's between you and the father. So until the black community realize the real issues, the real problems that are destroying us, we will never get better as a community. It doesn't matter who come along. We have to educate our people because God is watching us. He watching you mothers go to these abortion clinics and kill your black babies. He watching. He watching. How you blame everything on the white race, but never take accountability for what you do and what our community do. All of us have to take accountability. So until we address the number one problem in the black community, which is abortion, things will never change for us. We will continue to have bad luck. We will continue to be number one in everything because we're not doing what's right. Like Lauryn Hill say, how you gonna win if you're not right within? And you're not right within if you can kill your baby with no remorse and no conviction and have multiple abortions. Take Plan Bs. Take all these different things that the same people you claim are so racist, you trusting in these people and trusting in their products and trusting them to do abortions on you. That's how hypocritical a lot of our people are. That's how, you know. So black leaders, black ministers, black teachers, black celebrities, regular black people, we have to address the number one issue in our community, and that's abortion.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.